Broadcasting Network.
What we should do is issue currency debt-free and base it on time unit of value, as Ithaca, New York has done for 20 years. It's something that we can do tomorrow. We don't have to wait for a vote. We don't have to wait for our kings. We don't have to be damn slaves anymore. Anymore. Do you hear me? This is the silver bullet to destroy the parasitic systems which have robbed us of our souls, which have robbed us of our will to resist. But I think it's time for the Republic, to fight back. Right here, right now.
Right here, right now, you're listening to Mountain Hours Evolution Radio. We have started a local currency here in Summit County where there's $20,000 approximately circulating just after 4 months, with 65 businesses accepting it. With that, we've created no debt. There is no exponentially compounding debt for the user. That is a solution that we promote. And another solution is investigating your local municipality's comprehensive annual financial report. Often there's, it sounds like upwards of two-thirds of income is available there other than just regular taxes. And we're joined with Walter Buren in his expose of this. Walter, what tangible steps can a community take in order to, you know, basically what you're describing is use this as a means by which to eliminate taxes?
There's three different categories of income for government. You know, the only one that's discussed and talked about to the public is, I'm going to need taxes to survive. That's only one revenue source. It's a revenue source. The second revenue source is investment income. Also never talked about, discussed. Total void maintained in public comprehension. The enterprise income. Enterprise income is like the local golf course owned by the city, the recycling plant, power company, sometimes they own. But I was mentioning the city of Mesa, Arizona. Over 40 years ago, a structure of the city where any enterprise operation had to pitch into the general purpose operating budget. Now, most local governments from across the country, their general purpose operating funds are almost exclusively paid for by tax income. They just, you know, keep the hooks into the public to bilk them and drain their productivity value. Mesa wanted to set up a better structure to benefit its residents. Now, they were primarily more, you know, so they had this ethical, honest, attitude towards benefiting the population. But so now the enterprise operations are pitching in. The city owns the power company, the electric company, and the power company pitches in $30 million to $100 million a year, depending upon what year you look at. Any investment fund operating for the city pitches in X amount of the return, the general purpose operating funds. When I looked at 1999, 65% of the city's operating budget was satisfied by their own return on investment funds and contributions from the enterprise operations. Now, the Mesa City Police had their own investment trust fund, and they were acting operating independently, but I looked at 99, I think the balance was around $138 million, and the fund generated $23.4 million, and their total operating budget was $30 million. The city of Mesa Police had the nicest cars, nicest equipment, biggest police force. Why? Because they were paying for most of it through the return on their own investment to the trust fund. The city had the lowest tax rate in the state of Arizona. Okay, and it was one of the nicest cities in Arizona. Now, you would expect that model to be screamed off the rooftops from every editor, every news reporter across the country. People might imagine that word. Because it reaches the silence is golden routine, maybe give somebody a good idea.
We have a break here. We'll be right back with Walter Buren.
Yo, war for the profit, bombs for the savior. False flags and erratic behavior. Water full of chemicals, leached all the nutrients. Fill the sky up with toxic pollutants.
Sterilizing the third world, cancerous vaccines. Cutting down the populace, all in the name of peace. Yo.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
What should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
Walter, you were just addressing the comprehensive annual financial report. There's only one type of the income that they're reporting, and that's in the form of the tax. And the other two is enterprise income.
And investment income. Now, as of 2000, the investment income was greater, and collectively from all the federal, was greater than all taxation collected. So it was a larger percentage of the gross income, followed by tax income, followed by investment income. Now, as I mentioned, the city of Mesa, Arizona, utilized their investment income, mandated it into the general purpose operating funds, and enterprise income, a certain percentage into the general purpose operating funds, to subsidize the city so that the tax burden would not be that severe on the population. That's why the city of Mesa had the lowest tax rates in the state. And, you know, they were, depending upon what year you're looking at, between 35-65% of the general purpose operating funds are paid by their own enterprise and investment returns. And especially the police department, they have their own. So, I wanted to take the extra dime steps further. So what I've developed is like a TRF fund, tax retirement fund, set up just like a pension fund. Pension funds are designed from the return to pay salaries and benefits at retirement. Okay. Well, TRF fund is set up from the returns to pay the ongoing general purpose operating budget for your local city, county, state, school district into perpetuity without taxation. And, you know, the model's been in place, and I mean, they've been managing trillions of dollars and their pension funds, managers are all in place. It's just a matter of making it happen. Like the city of Mesa did, except going the extra 9 yards to make it 100% no taxation. And, you know, working on getting 2 counties launched at the end of 2012, and then we'll have a little simulcast reach about, 45, 50 million people in one day and get the ball rolling along. But keep in mind, you know, this structure that's built over the last 100 years, you have the full cooperation, syndicated media control, communication, both political parties, so they've had their hands into the typical, big time after the last 60 years. So, not to mention, not a peep, not a word, total cooperation, not to create or generate a cognitive thought. I heard the commercial for News with Views. I'd like to search their site to see how many times they told their readers, we suggest that you review your local government's comprehensive annual financial report. Wonder if that's there. Now, WorldNet Daily, when they're still independent, they did 4 feature articles, including one from Joe Farah. It's an excellent article. It's back in 2000, 2001. But any of the big, you know, independents that spotlight the camper, all of a sudden they, for some reason, run into financial difficulties and get bought up by the syndicate, never to mention the camper again. Or run into the ground and taken and brought under. You know, this
are there biggest, any major...
It's the biggest, it's the biggest game in town. This is the biggest game in town. We're talking about the most wealth. You have more money generated on your city level, county level, state level than Midas ever dreamed about. And the public sits there, you know, being entertained off in la-la land, not thinking of the basics, intentionally being directed away from the basics. Not a cognitive thought regarding the basics. Not some complex brain surgery issue, but the very fundamental basics. How much cash was brought in each year? What are the total standing investments? And what's the net worth of our city, county, state, school district? Never a cognitive thought, period.
Are there any major political candidates that are talking about reforming this system or even, you know, bringing it up at all?
No. Both political parties, Democratic and Republican, are 100% in the loop for the last 65 years. Any candidate that even brought up the CAFR publicly, put it up on their website, immediately dropped by the political party and run into the ground, okay, to go off into obscurity. Yeah, Ron Paul, back in 98 when I started National Disclosure, I told everybody they should have their local politicians put up links to their local government captures on their newsletter, website, and so forth. And there's only 2 reasons for not doing so. Keep in mind, this is the holy grail of accounting, like the Bible for the Catholic Church, or the Torah for the Jewish religion, or the Quran for the Muslims. And the only reason for not doing so is, number one, they're 100% cooperation with the game. Or, number two, they're, you know, chicken little shits who don't want to take the repercussions for having done so. Now, people from Texas, two of them, sent me letters. Ron Paul sent back to him in reply, signed by him, personal signature, not a printed one. They had requested him to put up on his congressional website, you know, the state of Texas is cap for a couple of cities, a couple of counties, a couple of school districts. And both letters were the same. I run a congressional government website, and I cannot promote outside private links, so your request is declined. You know, but, like Ron Paul, and, you know, he was riding the fence as it was. If he had spotlighted the camper on his website with all the links, you know, it would have taken him out so fast he went and hit him. He would have had a car accident, the drop of a heart attack, or disappeared. Yeah, because he had too much public visibility. And you know, we're talking about the biggest money, period, and an entire structure which the public is totally oblivious to. You know, if a street punk, you know, will try to cut your throat to grab a $500 gold necklace off your neck, think about what a bunch of ruthless politicians who are attorneys will do behind closed doors, dotting the I's and crossing the T's. You know, they don't play fair and so forth. I mean, the court systems, they'll rip you apart in the court systems. Right now, the court system in the United States, I'd say 90% of them should be just shut down. you're out of business. Shut down. Turn them into local recreation centers. Because they're nothing but extortion rackets, you know, with a bunch of ruthless attorneys that are stealing everybody blind. By force and threat of arrest. You know, the jail system, if you take a look at the county jails around the country, 60 to 70% of the people that are in the jails are there for not paying fines and fees. You know, these $45 million complexes, you know. The public is not too bright. They're sitting there being masterfully entertained, often La La Land has fundamental basics. You know, they're intentionally cut it away from to not even have a cognitive thought about. Now, when you look at your comprehensive annual financial report, yeah, just do a Google. You're looking for like City of Miami, Florida. Put it, the City of Miami in quotes, and then put annual financial report in quotes. Bing! Up it pops. State of California in quotes. Annual financial report in quotes. It pops right up. School District 28, you know, whatever it may be for your local venue, in quotes. Annual financial report. Now, if it's a real small town or city, they won't do a comprehensive annual financial report. They'll either do an annual financial report or an annual financial statement. Okay. And if they're real small, an audited financial statement. But most of the large entities all have a comprehensive annual financial report, almost every one of them. There's 184,000 separate local government entities who produce their own annual financial report each year. Yeah, I go back to what I said about the Catholic Church. If the Bible had never been mentioned, you know, that's the severity of what's taking place here. Here's the annual financial report, their holy grail of accounting. Not to mention, not a word, with the full cooperative participation of the syndicated media, both political parties. And when people say they're Democratic and Republican, I kind of chuckle. They don't even have a clue. Both the Democratic and Republican parties were 100% private associations started from the get-go to get their people in to have access to the till. And, you know, private association, just the Boy Scouts or the Girl Scouts. It has no government, authority whatsoever. It's a private association. And, you know, it's a bunch of the boys networking between themselves to have access to the till. So they, you know, they play all their candidates, promote their candidates based on who's going to be the number one most cooperative player regarding access to the till. It reminds me of an old attorney joke I heard. This corporate leader, his attorney died. He had to replace him. He had three attorneys sitting out in the waiting room, calls the first one, gives him the basic testing, tie scores. He goes, I have one last question for you. He goes, what's that? He goes, what does 1 + 1 equal? He goes, 2. He goes, we'll call you if we need you. Second one comes in and does the testing, gets high scores. He goes, I have one last question for you. What does 1 + 1 equal? He goes, in basic U.S. math. He goes, yeah. He goes, it equals 2. He goes, we'll call you if we need you. Third guy comes in, gets kind of really lousy scores. He goes, well, I have one last question for you. What does 1 + 1 equal? He looks back and he goes, what do you want it to equal? He goes, you're hired.
You know, right.
Yeah, and you know, the city managers, county managers, state managers, treasurers, they're all selected. The politicians, they're all selected, you know, by that answer. What do you want it to equal? Yeah, because of the money involved. And these guys are all networking behind closed doors, building up their little power base. Every investment fund's a power base. Where that money's invested determines whose corporations made or broken, what real estate project internationally is developed or not developed. And what corporation is going to have the bonds invested in whole nine yards. And that's why I never mentioned, never repeat, never word. Never mentioned on the collective totals of investment funds, the gross income. I'm going to give you one basic example. This is very important. Listen very closely to it. Now, the city of Los Angeles, 2 years ago after the housing market bubble, we're in dire straits. We may have to go bankrupt. Kind of got me a little peeved, and I pulled up the City of Los Angeles Comprehensive Financial Report and the County of Los Angeles' Comprehensive Financial Report. I was sitting on about $325 billion in investment assets, city about $115 billion. But I sent out a link to both to my email list, and all of a sudden the City of Los Angeles disappears from the news and crime poverty. But one thing that caught my attention when I looked at the county's report. The growth, their normal budget, you know, their normal budget for the year, okay, which 99.99% of the population wouldn't have a clue, be guessing, was $17.5 billion a year. Okay? That was in 2007. So for the last couple of years, we're seeing how they're tightening up the belt and cutting back, you know, to save the population.
Yeah.
So from 2007, they increased their budget from 17.5 in 2012 to 25.8 billion.
All right, we've got to break. We'll be right back. Walter Burian.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way because we know it's right.
Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on, because it's going to be
using the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit and satirical, but utterly sincere for you. We give it away like the Chili Peppers did, and the Funky Monks are here to repeal the deficit.
It could be good if the people would.
You're listening to Mountain Hours Evolution Radio. I'm your host, Wayne Walton, and our guest is Walter Burian on the topic of comprehensive annual financial reports. Walter, go ahead with the thought.
Sure. Well, I had a question for you first. Are you ready?
Yes.
What do they call 500,000 drowned attorneys at the bottom of the ocean?
I think it's a good start.
That's correct. Going back to San Diego. Okay, so here they are in 2007 on the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report. Their normal operating budget is $17.5 billion. Now the housing market bubble crashes and they're, oh my God, we took all these hits and all these losses, we're going to have to cut back employees, cut their pay, fire teachers, lay off police, pull our building real tight to survive. Well, from 2007, with budget of $17.5 billion, B word. Come 2012, they increased their budget to 25.8 billion, the V word, a 47% increase. Now, if that's not in your face, I don't know what the hell else it is. And it's right there for anyone to look up and find it. Now, you have the governor of California. Oh, we have a severe budget deficits and all this other kind of garbage. And it's just like the fat cat kid who had carte blanche for his own allowance check and built his parents for the last 50 years, increasing, and made his parents get two jobs. Yeah, and he gets his allowance of $10,000 a week. Yeah, he cries poverty so he can increase it to $14,000 a week. Yeah, as it's about as much logic and sense as that type of example. But there was a city in California about a year ago, Bell, California. They arrested the city manager for having bilked about $1.2 million. He had a salary at about $1.2 million or so for the year, and all these other benefits. And what I looked at Bell's annual financial report, and they only had about 32 employees for the city. Massive amount of money, man. But they had, out of those 32, 16 were police officers. The normal police officer was getting about $168,000 a year. I said, sheesh, I got to be a police officer in Bell, California. But the police chief who accompanied the FBI to arrest the city manager, okay, for getting $1.2 million a year, right? The yep. chief of police was making $650,000 a year. He ended up about 6 months later getting indicted also. I thought it was humorous that the police officers and chief of police went out with the FBI to arrest the city manager for doing the exact same thing. Yeah, but the bottom line is, they just keep pushing the envelope. It's an open door policy. The public's sitting there being masterfully entertained off in La La Land, not sinking their teeth into the basics. And that's also why the basics were held back of the annual financial report so they wouldn't see. Or comprehend or have a cognitive thought about the basics. Do you understand how big that is? That's the largest example of non-disclosure in the history of this planet, with the full cooperation of the syndicated media, control of education, and both political parties. Okay? Not to mention the people who say a word, discuss it, or generate a cognitive thought, and it's still in place today. Okay? In fact, if you go to a city council meeting and or county board of supervisors meeting, hey guys, can I see a copy of your comprehensive annual financial report so I can distribute a copy to everybody here at this meeting? You'd see the deer in the headlights look at on all their faces. They squirmed in their chairs. Yeah, we'll get back to you. Talk to Jim about that. Whatever. Yeah, it's the club. It's the club, the exclusive money club in politics that has worked out extremely lucrative, for decades for these guys, without the public having the foggiest clue, period, the biggest factor influencing their everyday lives, period. Now, on that shortfall in California, we're short about $68 billion, whatever it may be, okay? If you take a look at the local governments, which is about 14,600 in California, enterprise operations, school districts, cities, counties, the whole spectrum, state, university, community colleges, the collective investment wealth is about $8 trillion as a very conservative figure. Okay? What's $68 billion if everyone pitched an equal percentage from their investment capital? Nothing. Okay. So, the selected presentation game or a shell game, it's a shell game. I mean, the definition of what's going on here is a shell game. I've been played to the nth degree every single day, every single week, every single month, every single year for the last, 45, 50 years. And as the money in the empires grew within local governments, they perpetuated the same. And the public, was running into a brick wall if they tried to get a cognitive thought of the basics. Keep in mind, like I said, it's brain surgery. This is how much is total cash coming in each year from all sources, total standing investment funds from all sources, general purpose operating funds, enterprise funds, and so forth, and what the net worth is. Basics, okay? But a total vacuum and void maintained due to the money involved and the growth and the runaway, expansion within government.
We've got a break. We'll be right back with Walter Buren for a long section.
Now, if you take heed to the words of wisdom that are written on the walls of life, then universally we will stand, and divided we will fall, because love...
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info, or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256, or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates, but I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Thanks for tuning in to Mountain Hours Evolution Radio. Our special guest has been Walter Buren of the expose of comprehensive annual financial reports. And Walter, we see all this corruption around us, and like we feel helpless as to what to do about it. What percentage of the population is benefiting from this scheme? Who would we be going up against in order to change this? Do they have a big voting block? Can it be done?
Well, it's what they call that 1%. You know, one thing about these Wall Street protests, they're protesting the wrong thing. You know, oh, it's the corporations that control everything. The corporations are ripping us off. Wrong. Government took over the corporations over the last 6 years, a little bit by little bit by little bit, to where they now own them all by investment and stock ownership and cash loans and all nine yards. So most of the outsourcing that took place, why? Because the investors wanted a better rate of return. Who were the investors? Collective government. all of the trade policies, NAFTA, GATT, everything else was designed to accentuate their pre-positioned, trillions of dollars into the marketplace in other countries. And so all of the policies that are enacted are designed to guarantee themselves their own profits. I mean, even the healthcare bill that just passed, the syndicated media was somewhat honest. They said, and the true beneficiaries of this bill will be the pharmaceutical companies, their profits will soar, and the insurance companies. They have less liability and they get paid more. And that's where they stopped. Now, if they were honest, they would have said, and by the way, collective government owns the pharmaceutical companies and is the number one investor with the insurance companies. Their profits will soar. It's very basic, fundamental. Once you cut through the vacuum and the void, it all just opens up. See the forest. See the motive behind everything that's taken place all of your lifetime. And, people use the word corrupt. I use a different word, but can't mention it on the air. But basically, it's human nature of the ruthless being openly exerted of greed and opportunity. They can set up their structures to generate wealth empires for themselves. And the public's sitting there spinning the wheels up in the la-la line. So they do it. They do it over and over again. What's the repercussions? They get drug out in the street and shot? No, they get themselves extra paychecks, extra vacation time, and bigger retirement checks. Not quite an incentive to stop what they're doing. I've thought about it for years. The only way that the situation can be corrected is you have to get everybody on the same page. For the last 10,000 years, you've had the governmental structures and the industrial financial cartels, whatever they may have been over the centuries, teaming up together to use population as a productivity resource to be drained and managed, with the primary method of draining is taxation. That's never been a good thing, never will be a good thing. Time of the pharaohs, they did the same thing, thousands of years ago. What I mentioned about the TRFM, what it does is you're phasing out all taxation by replacing one revenue source with another. The investment and enterprise income replaces tax income. And the city of Mesa has already done this in part. You're just going to extra 9 years. But what it does, the most important factor is it changes government's intent. Number one, you have the population, taxation is being phased out to maintain their productivity value, build up their wealth base. They're very happy. You have the financial and industrial cartels. They have basically unlimited capital reinvestment growing in the TRF funds. They're very happy. Okay? And you have government administration with the population having maintaining their wealth base and productivity value. Their purchasing of goods, products, and services now substantially increases, thus greater returns on the investment funds, thus more truckloads of cash rolling in for government. And government now doesn't have the motive to expand, take more. They're operating under the CRF funding principle, so they're meeting their general purpose operating budget as it is, and it motivates them to downsize and become more efficient. So that's a good thing. But their motive, general intent changes from looking at the population as being a productivity resource to be drained and managed, to one of wanting to see the population as wealthy and as prosperous as possible. Because they have higher, return coming in on the investment funds. That's more cash rolling in for them. In the past, they would look at, let's bring in the wealthy and prosperous population so we can drain them of more taxation. And they'll drain them to the nth degree for as much as they can take them for. Now, that's been their routine for the last 1,000 years. So here, that goes and drops out of the picture. That's very important. Now, this something that will happen because once you have one or two venues operating, and I'm planning a simulcast to let everyone across the country know, and I'm building the database with about 150,000 managers showing the performance record, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 years money to managers, with most of them being urban fund managers. And say, for example, the city of Miami, Florida calls me saying, we're going to implement the TRF fund management to fund our general purpose operating funds. I hit a keystroke on my computer, pulls up 15 local managers to Miami. They're sent out automatically an acceptance letter on the return. They sign it, and now they're the team. They're going to do the audit, statistical review, and prepare the Tech Test, you know, which is basically a fill-in-the-blank standard, format, written under what I'll call the 12 commandments of the TRF fund. Each one of the points makes public the first-line beneficiary, including one point where, you know, if you phase out taxation, you may have a little, and you say, oh, let's triple our fees and take more money that way. But when they go under the TRF fund management principle, all fees are frozen. In fact, a certain percentage of the TRF fund is dedicated to lowering any fees. So, you know, community pool, which is $165 a year for your family membership, is frozen at $165. A couple of years out, it may be down to $25. You know, so again, public first line beneficiary. And, you know, you'll have hundreds and thousands of venues going online. You'll have these massive TRF funds growing. The industrial and financial cartels will then start backing full force because it's good for them. You'll have local governments where you have honest and ethical. They'll be jumping on board. It's good for them, good for their population. And it changes the whole shebang to where it puts everybody on the same page. Everybody benefits. And, yeah, it's a symbiotic relationship which will create what I call 1,000 years of prosperity. You'll have a thriving economy and prosperity for one and all. You know, the Bible members who are the gloomers and doomers, and they're saying, world's coming to an end any day now, this, that, and the other thing. I say, excuse me. We were all promised the millennium, which was 1,000 years of prosperity for one and all. I think you're jumping the gun there a little bit. Unless you're saying the Bible is, they're lying to us in the Bible. I'm working on the millennium aspect. It's been difficult. And I've gotten the word out. I did the national disclosure, reached about 55 million people. Before the remedy, and showed the basic structure to get it online. I'm setting up the mechanics to make that happen. when I do the first two counties, do simulcast to reach everybody and make sure everyone knows about us, they'll be twisting their arms to the local governments. You want to do this? You want to do this? So, you know, that puts it into motion. Has not been an easy path, believe me. The local government gang does not play fair. And like I said, you get a bunch of corrupt, sleaze attorneys running the show, and they'll target your family, target your business, target your personal life, target everything to try to run into the ground, take you off the face of the planet. And, they make my life a living hell in the court system for the last 15 years. Had my kids kidnapped for me. I haven't seen them for 6 or 7 years. I filed a motion to see my son for 4 hours, last month. Filed a motion for a simple court hearing. Denied. And I've had my friends attacked, destroyed, even shot 2 of my dogs last year and gave me a $500 ticket. Yeah, they don't play fair. And, you know, people are watching their soundbite conditioning on the commercials and the TV show. Okay, the tender truck today, this, that, and the other thing. You know, and they're saturated over and over again to be in a void of, soundbite conditioning. Where these guys, they do what they do.
The furthest progress, any, you know, maybe perhaps a community that you coached through, were they able to get any progress putting forth an initiative to try to make the people like the first line beneficiary?
Well, I mean, local governments all across the country, you know, if you try to approach them directly to do something like this, it's like approaching a Bunsen fox, asking him to help build the fences for that house or chicken will stop being eaten. You're not going to get too far. So I had to go through the process of getting the people elected, the county board of supervisors, with the intent of implementing the tier of. Yeah, so it's been about a 2-year process to get that work done and done. Talking to 2 state treasurers who are interested in implementing it on the state level. I got a call from Mary Fisher back in 2000 when I first started National Disclosure, about a year after, wanting to know why I was doing what I was doing. And I had made the comment in the conversation that, we're building up the investment funds to use the tax burden. I said, yeah, right, you're building up the investment funds and increasing taxes at the same time. I feel like saying that. Pulling a liar to his face, but didn't want to do that. But the bottom line is, you know, evolution takes place. It's a way that's sometimes fast, sometimes slow. And when Edison was working on the light bulb, the people at the time were saying, this guy is crazy. We have oil lamps, and who's going to run copper wires all through their house and down the street? Is he nuts? Think people are going to do that? Now, then when he lit up one street in Menlo Park, 3 years later, it was a standard across the world. People were implementing the electric light bulb. Howard Hughes, I studied. When his father died, left him Hughes Tool and Die Company, which was only making about $485,000 a year. Where he made his big money, there was this little German scientist going around trying to sell a patent. And all the corporations, he went, nah, it's not worth it. Nah, nah, it's not going to go anywhere. Nah, 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 nah. And Hughes bought the patent. You know what the patent was for?
No.
A little chemical combination called plastics. And, Hughes leased it out to, I think, DuPont and Dow, gave billions there. And that's what generated his wealth. I mean, before he got his big money by buying that one patent. The bottom line is, anything. I mean, a nuclear bomb is very easy to build. Once you know how to do it. A combustion engine. Well, that's so damn easy. When they worked on it to get it going, we got horses and carriages. Do you think these things will ever be able to replace them? Nah. it's a matter of time and progression. I'm doing this as one person. Keep in mind, every one of your senators, congressmen, get their comprehensive annual financial report sent to them each year. When I first started National Disclosure, I got a call from a woman in Pennsylvania. She was a cattle rancher. I just talked to my good friend, the congressman. He's furious about this. I spent $250,000 to get him elected. And he said he's going to get to the bottom of this. I said, so you say you've never heard of it before, huh? She goes, nope, I've never heard of it. So good. I'm going to call the mailroom, Department of Treasury, on a conference call. Don't say anything, just listen. I called the mailroom. Has Congressman so-and-so been getting the comprehensive annual financial report? Oh, yes. How long? 11 years. Where'd you send it to his office? She goes, yes. And then I looked her for volunteering this information. She goes, except 3 years ago, he was vacationing down in the Bahamas, and he had his aide call us to have it sent to him down there, so he didn't miss it. I would have recorded the next call this woman had with her good friend, the congressman. Bottom line is, they're all very much aware, and they also know to keep their mouth shut, not to say a word, not a peep. I mentioned unless they want to find themselves out in the back alley getting their asses kicked and, what it on. I know that one all too well. But, like I said, made my life a living hell. But, being that I'm older, grew up in New Jersey, had two good parents who were psychology majors, and was a good fighter, and when I started this, most people say, we'll destroy my business, we'll destroy my family, and, duck for cover. I'll take everything I have. And I said to myself, I'm the strongest person I know, I'm pretty smart and sharp. I said, if I don't do it, who else will? So I started a national campaign in June of 98. Well, they destroyed my business, destroyed my family, tried to run me into the ground at every opportunity. And, I kept brushing off the dust, standing up, keeping on maintaining my focus because I knew how important this was to get it done, especially the remedy aspect. And if I'm successful, and I get the two counties launched, have the simulcast, and 1,500 venues come online, like I said, my data bank can make it all automated, start to finish, bang, 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 bang. So, after about 4 years, I can get about 20,000 venues online. And everything running on autopilot mode, and then I can take a vacation. My line to it. If I that's fine.
Basically, you're looking to do I just want to be clear. You're looking to do a simulcast to help train people, to coach them to, basically set up a system whereby
it's all information management and education. People can't do something if they don't have a clue that it exists in the first place. So that's why I'm not mentioning my people on board for the syndicated media. So what I'll do is I'll get about 25 of the top independent radio show hosts that are not under the thumb of the syndicate, and we'll tape 1 2-hour simulcast covering all the points, A to Z, why I got to this point, why it was necessary to take corrective action, what the TRF is, not to be implemented in every venue in the country, and how it's applicable worldwide. And I explain the principles of operation, the 12 points, and 2 hour show, and how leads to the millennium, prosperous economy for the next 1,000 years at the start of the millennium. And now puts everybody on the same page, everyone benefits on all equally. But being that they all have different time slots, during the day, we'll tape the show. And the following day or 2 days later, you know, 15-minute spots for their commercials, local commercials. And they'll air it simultaneously as if a simulcast. You know, the public will be listening. They're going to think it's a simulcast with all 25 radio shows participating. And we'll reach 50 million people in one day. And 90 million by the end of the week of all the people listening to the archives and repeats of the show. That's never been done in the history of the planet before. In fact, getting the radio show hosts to participate with each other, sheesh, difficult job, because a lot of them hate each other. big egos there. Yeah, I said basically, well, would you like everyone to know that you didn't participate because of your ego? It is the most important thing that's going to happen worldwide. You want to be a part of it or not? Their egos disappeared, and I'll be a part of it. Yeah, so it's a matter of the importance of they know the importance. So they will participate. Yeah, so
the with respect to the overarching idea is basically to replace our income taxes, our property taxes, the local taxes. I'll let you answer this when we get back. We've got a break.
Fill the sky up with toxic. War for the profit, bombs for the savior. False flags and erratic behavior. Water full of chemicals, leached all the nutrients. Fill the sky up with toxic pollutants.
Sterilizing the third world, cancerous vaccines. Cutting down the populace, all in the name of peace. Yo.
Money is a form of energy transfer technology which can be used for good or evil. Currently, it is evil because, 1, it is based on a debt with interest which is mathematically unsustainable and results in exponentially compounding debt. 2, the money power is stolen by the parasites and spent by them first instead of the producer. 3, the parasites control its distribution in a top-down system. The currency then flows in economic circuits which support the values of the oligarchy. 4. The parasite purposely expands and contracts the supply to engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty. Solution? Usury-free local currency energy transfer technology permits the people to harness their own commercial energy. Only then are they sovereign to finance projects which support their values in a sustainable manner. No longer are the people in a condition whereby they are a dog which begs its own fleas for some of its own blood back. MountainHours.com.
Aloha, I'm Joby Weeks from Breckenridge, Colorado. What are Mountain Hours? It's organic money that we've been using in Summit County, Colorado. That's right, you heard me correctly, organic money. How can Mountain Hours benefit you? Mountain Hours expand the local money supply and keep the money in the community. Mountain Hours promote and expand local shopping with an endless multiplier. Mountain Hours almost doubles the local minimum wage to $10, benefiting not only workers but businesses as well, who find new and loyal customers. Mountain Hours enables shoppers to afford premium prices for locally crafted goods and for locally grown organic food. Mountain Hours helps start new businesses and creates jobs. It reduces dependence on imports and transportation fuels. Mountain Hours will make grants to nonprofit community organizations and zero interest loans. Mountain Hours stimulate community pride and help everyone become more prosperous.
Join the Mountain Hours revolution.
Are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? This is the true debate between debt slaves which will lead to their emancipation. The parasitic usurers have created many Hegelian dialects which they remain in control no matter who wins. Example, Coke or Pepsi, Democrat or Republican, progressive or conservative. Here's a good one, gold money or worthless fiat paper. The parasitic usurer can enslave the people on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. The parasitic usurer can dominate societies with big government, small government, or even no government. The people can have abundance this year once they realize that usury is the original sin of the world's monetary and economic problems. The real debate is, are you a keeper or abolitionist of the mathematic fraud of usury-based money creation and lending? The emancipation of global debt slaves is the human rights cause of all time. Jubilee 2012 via MountainHours.com.
What should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
Walter Burian, if we were able to utilize all of these the funds that are revealed in the annual financial report, would it be possible to replace all taxes or just local taxes?
All tax, sales tax, property tax, income tax, all corporate tax, all taxation. And not just the population getting a tax break, but you know, all corporations, tax. Because all taxes is a revenue source, period. And if you generate a structure to build up a revenue source without taxation, it's done, period. You know, it's just a matter of doing it. And, you know, the easy money aspect has been there for government for the last 10,000 years of extorting populations. So, you know, they're kind of set in their ways, and, you know, requires some really strong focus to get it done. And, you know, it's been a long journey to get it done. Yeah, the bottom line is you have so many cooperative players on maintaining the status quo. You know, they maintain the void and the vacuum. Now, when I started on National Disclosure, which was June of 98, where I kicked off 130 radio programs, now, back then, you know, it was the biggest game in town, period. I mean, not a peep, not a mention of that word. I did a search on Google for comprehensive annual entry report. I got 18 hits, all of them being, City of Minneapolis, Certificates of Excellence Award, GFOA, created the capital structure back in 1946, for accounting guidelines. No editorial content, no editorial mention, no nothing. Zero. So it's a total 100% control blank over the internet. If you had asked anybody back then, you know, it was pretty comprehensive. We got the point across. If somebody said, "Can Walter ever break the ice and the population will find out about this?" Not an ice huge chance in hell. Well, a couple of years later, part of the population had caught on. Yeah, still a syndicated blackout from the media, but everybody was chatting between themselves and looking and learning. You know, so right now in the aspect of the TRF, you know, I think I said, well, Jim Boulder has a chance of getting this going, phasing annual taxation globally, and starting the kickoff of the millennium for the next 1,000 years across the journey. Not an excuse, chance in hell. 3 years from now, it could be branching forward as a standard. It's a matter of maintaining focus and getting the job done. And I've been doing that. Tell me that they tried 3 times back when I started National Disclosure. About 3 months into it, they sent somebody in from San Diego. I spied one of the Jersey boys, grew up in New Jersey, and, like I said, I was a good fighter and, you know, knew a lot of people, but I have that sixth sense, you know, if someone's extending to take you out. And I caught this one guy at a local bar, I said, and I noticed he was focused in on me, and I could tell he was looking to tag me. So I went over, sat down, talked to him. About an hour. Told them what I was doing, why I was doing, how they attacked my children, the witnesses that came forward, you know, falsely arrested, arrested, and so forth, and, you know, the caliber of the attorneys and judges that were involved. And, yeah, he looked back, he goes, "You know why I'm here, don't you?" And I said, and then he opened up and he goes, "Well, they paid me $15,000, give me $7,500 up front, and, I get the other $7,500 return to San Diego, but I'm going to return the $7,500 to him and tell him I'm not coming back." We had a drink and he left. And then on a local level, they had two local yokels arranged for by one of the local judges, my ex, to take me out, and one by an ex-politician. I caught both of them, found out who they were. And I asked the words in their circle. I said, "If you try it, you know, a fourth time, I said the last words out of that person's mouth, and she's 10 of the last words out of their mouth, is where they were with no fourth attempt. They just continue to make my life living hell in their courts."
I'm sorry, Walter. We are out of time. It went too quickly. That was 2 hours with Walter Burian. Outstanding information. We'll be back on Monday.
Yeah, great weekend there.
Put bigger locks on your door, buy guns, close yourself off. The eyes